From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The second annual Gichigami Express Sled Dog Race is scheduled to start in Grand Portage on Saturday, the 4th of January. The first day will see mushers race to Hungry Jack Lodge on the Gunflint Trail. The second day's stage is from Trail Center to Devil Track Landing near Grand Marais. And the third and final stage is from Devil Track back to Grand Portage. The team with the fastest cumulative time during the 3 days is the winner. The race purse is $25,000. The field includes about 16 mushers so far. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the stage format, with mushers completing set distances each day, is different from the long-distance John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon scheduled for later in January. The main difference is in stage racing, the dogs run much faster. The format also can be spectator-friendly, with three starts to watch and fairly predictable condensed finishes each afternoon. That, according to race director Beth Drost of Grand Portage. The winter has gotten off to a challenging start for white-tailed deer in northeastern Minnesota. The Duluth News Tribune reports that deep snow and bitter cold already are pushing deer into midwinter behavior patterns. Biologists say they are seeking cover in conifers and along the north shore of Lake Superior, probably will be moving down from the ridges to where the snow is less deep. Deer yard up or gather in numbers to seek less deep snow and protection from the cold among the evergreens. According to Mark Johnson, executive director of the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, it's a good indication that it's going to be a tough winter for deer. To tighten security at the northern border, the U.S. Border Patrol is getting out of border stations and into local communities. The strategy is part of a greater emphasis on cooperation with local law enforcement in the wake of the September 11 attacks. Some agents now spend half of their time assisting sheriffs and police. More now live and work in towns that can be miles from the border. Austin Scarrow is a chief of the Border Patrol's Grand Forks, North Dakota office, which covers 861 miles of border from Montana to Michigan with about 200 agents. That's up from 30 before 9/11. He says getting agents out of border stations and into local communities has been critical for building relationships with law enforcement and local residents. A coalition of environmental, business, faith, American Indian, and conservation groups Monday called on the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to conduct a broad region-wide study of the cumulative effects of mining expansion in the Lake Superior Basin. The Duluth News Tribune reports the 59 groups from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan sent a letter to Susan Hedman, administrator of the EPA's Region 5 based in Chicago, urging a study of how multiple new mining projects might combine to adversely impact Lake Superior. The groups want the EPA to look at what impact existing mining has on the regional ecology, including the impact of toxic mercury in the environment, the contribution regional mining makes to that mercury load, and how adding more mining might increase mercury. While the letter doesn't specifically ask the EPA to put proposed mining projects on hold, it probably would mean delays for the proposed Polymet copper mine project in Minnesota and the proposed Gogebic taconite mine in Wisconsin. The company hoping to build a copper-nickel mine in northeastern Minnesota says it will add wetlands elsewhere to offset the loss of more than 900 acres the project would cause. Polymet Mining told the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers it would add or repair wetlands on 1,600 acres it owns in St. Louis, Pine, and Aiken counties. That would more than offset wetlands lost at the planned mine and processing site near Hoyt Lakes. Polymet officials expect to start applying for the other permits needed to build the mine after the public comment period on a broader environmental impact statement has concluded in March. The last Salty left the port of Duluth Superior on Thursday of this week, marking the end of the 2013 shipping season for full-length ocean-going vessels on the 2,340-mile Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway system. The Orsula entered the port on Sunday and departed Duluth shortly before 7 p.m., bound for Italy, filled with durum wheat from the CHS and Gavion grain terminals in Superior, It's flagged in the Marshall Islands and operated by FedNav Limited, operating out of Canada. FedNav, based in Montreal, also had the first Salty enter the port this year. The Federal Hunter entered on the 30th of March. That's the earliest arrival in history for a Salty. Laker traffic on the Great Lakes will continue, with the Sioux Locks expected to remain open through the 15th of January. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.